For many of Florida's suicide prevention advocates, the fight is personal.
And it's not an easy journey, but I'm doing it because I lost my own brother and an uncle to this terrible, terrible devastation.
Betsy Wistuba is regional director of the Suicide Prevention Coalition in the Tampa area. For her, the 11th annual Suicide Prevention Day at the Capitol started with a phone conversation with a mother from her region.
This poor mother went for 13 years trying to get help.
The woman's 29-year-old daughter, Jennifer, had substance abuse issues, but the laws allowing her mother to get her treatment varied from county to county.
People that are abusers of substances will move around. So this poor woman went to so many different avenues trying to get help, to judges, and was constantly told, "I'm sorry, I can't help you." Consequently, her daughter eventually took her life, but for 13 years she suffered.
A bill called the Jennifer Act is aimed at making substance abuse treatment more readily available. It's being sponsored in the House by Democrat Carl Zimmerman and in the Senate by Republican Jack Latvala, both from Pinellas County. But while the bill was assigned to several committees in both houses, it never had a first hearing. On Tuesday, advocates said they're not giving up the fight because of the victims.
Brett Bosque. Sonia Fox.
Former Suicide Richard Prevention Coalition Neil Chair Judy Preston. Broward reads a list of names of Floridians Joey who chose to take Cassidy. Their own lives. Current Chair Marilyn Jay says family members have submitted the names to help raise awareness of what she calls a major public health problem.
In all the events that we go to, we let them see that suicide is real. Their faces are real. They come from all walks of life. Those names came from all over Florida. We put it out that we were going to be here. And they came in day after day asking to be read on the steps of the Capitol.
Jays says one of the group's priorities this session is for the legislature to establish what it calls the Mental Health First Aid Program. The Department of Children and Families would train the public to see the signs of depression and substance abuse and help people get treatment. That program appears in jeopardy, though, as it's scheduled for a second reading in the House with no Senate companion. Still, the Department of Children and Families Director of Substance Abuse and Mental Health, Hayden Matheson, says the state is committed to identifying young people who need help, especially as they come into the child welfare system.
A great many of suicides are preventable, and a comprehensive, synergistic approach emphasizing wellness, collaboration, and effective policy is shown to save lives.
That's Matheson reading part of a proclamation from Governor Rick Scott in recognition of Suicide Prevention Day. He says in 2011, more than 7 people took their own lives in Florida every day, and the state is committed to lowering that number. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.